We have Janelle Teppan of the Dundas. Dundas is open up every day, by the way. It's open for business. And Janelle Teppan is the city administrator. Was that a proper segue?
Sure.
Went from point A to point B. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm rambling on here a bit. I apologize for that. The Dundas City Council met last night. We have Janelle in each time they meet the next day and talk about it a little bit. We haven't had time to go. It's been an active time here in the last few minutes. What do you have going on last night at the council meeting?
So the council, you're right, they met in regular session last night for their second meeting in April. Again, they meet on the second and fourth Mondays of every month at 7 p.m. Last night on the agenda, we had just a couple of items. The first was to ask the council to consider approving the project scope and cost estimates for the Trunk Highway 3 County Road 1 pedestrian improvements. You'll recall that we received a state aid grant from the state of Minnesota last year through the legislative process for $370,000 to make those improvements. And we've got some additional sidewalk that the city are interested in adding to that overall project that was proposed during the state process, which has increased the price, but we have planned and prepared and funded those additional trail connections, sidewalk improvements, things like that.
Now, do we know yet what that is going to look like when it's done? Is that for all four crosswalks? Is it for one crosswalk, two crosswalks? What can you describe, I guess, the project a little bit?
Sure. It is the crosswalks, the pedestrian improvements across County Road 1, crossing Trunk Highway 3. So they will be, and, you know, when County Road 1 was improved back in the, you know, late 2018-ish era, many of the pieces were put in, but they weren't ever connected,
executed,
if you will. So we already have pedestrian ramps, ADA accessible ramps at the curbs on Trunk Highway 3 and County Road 1. We already have the push buttons that are on the poles. So all of that now is going to be completed so everything works seamlessly.
All right.
And then our trail connections, sidewalk and trail connections, we don't currently have a sidewalk that extends all the way up along County Road 1. If you're going east on County Road 1 up towards Bridgewater Heights, we don't have the sidewalk there to, you know, safely carry you off the roadway. So those improvements will be made.
All right. And that $370,000, that's going to cover the entire cost of that little portion of the of those sidewalks. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And then we have another $100,000 in design fees and contract administration. And because the city of Dundas is a community under 5,000 in population, the state requires that this project be financially administered through the county. So while we have our engineer putting everything together, we're going to have to rely on the county for some kind of administrative work. And they're very well aware of it. We've had conversations about it, and they support it.
Good, good. Once again, Janelle Teppan is with us, the city administrator in Dundas. What else did you have last night on the agenda?
So last night in a work session, the city council reviewed the proposed ice arena project. The city of Northfield and the Northfield School District, and I have representatives from those organizations. We have met over the past several months to talk about what a possible project might look like between the three entities, and I'm sure you've heard from the others that come to your program in the morning, whether it's Ben Martig from the city of Northfield, whether it's Matt Hillman from the school district. I'm sure they have already spoken about this proposed project with you. But there were three options in front of the in front of the Northfield City Council. One was to just make improvements to the existing arena. Secondly, was kind of a mid-range option, new arena, one sheet of ice, and then there is the, you know, the step above that, which would be two sheets of ice, additional dry floor space in an arena. And the Dundas City Council, again, last night heard from the city administrator in Northfield, Ben Martig, and David Bennett, the public works director, who's kind of the project manager of this proposed project. And just talking about the partnership between the three entities, Northfield, Dundas, and the school district, and how that might work. And I know Dr. Hillman was having the same conversation with the school board last night. And so, you know, we'll reconvene after all of these conversations have been had. But I will say that the Dundas City Council was very supportive of that kind of option two, which is a new sheet of ice on the property owned by the Hockey Association back off of Riverside Drive, Honey Locust, Cannon Road back there, and how that partnership might work between the three entities.
Once again, Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin is with us. And yeah, we did talk earlier this morning with Superintendent Hillman of the school district, and you can listen to that, folks, online at kymnradio.net, as well as our interview right now with Janelle Teppin. Anything else? Now, Northfield has a city cleanup coming up in a couple of weeks. You do a city cleanup as well, don't you? Is that on the schedule yet?
Yes, it is. It's on Saturday, May 11th, I think the date is, from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Milltown Trail Trailhead parking lot, where it's usually held right on the corner of Hester and Railway.
All right, and you can find out more, I'm sure, on the city's website.
Yes, you can.
Anything else, Janelle?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you very much for stopping in. Appreciate it. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin.